doing out here? You can't sleep. So then why are you out here on the couch?
Well,
I woke up anyway because you weren't there. You have to get up early, you know. Well, come on. Why don't you come back to bed and we'll see if we can get you to sleep. Don't worry about me. You're the one who's got to get up early, okay? So come on. Come on. Up. Come on, let's go back to bed. Come on. Yeah, I know. Get into bed. Did you have a nightmare? You just can't sleep. Okay, well, come on. Come on. Let's see if we can get you to sleep, okay?
I am tired. Hey, you're probably tired, too.
Okay. You're not tired at all? What's the matter? Brain won't shut off?
Okay, well,
maybe it's boring story time again.
I could probably think of another one of my incredibly boring stories to tell you
that might make you fall asleep. I don't know. I have to think of one that I haven't told you that's incredibly boring. No. Hey, we have to get you to sleep. You have to get up really early. You have to get up earlier than I do, so don't worry about me. Okay. Boring story time. Okay, have I ever told you about when my dad and I built a hut together? Because
he used to get his buddies to do it.
His buddies would come over and they'd build a hut, like a fishing hut. It's like, you know, it's a mini cottage. Well, not like a mini cottage, but, you know, you just kind of build yourself a little shack. And it's got two benches in it. And you have two big squares. You cut these holes in the bottom. And then you put it out on the ice. And then you cut holes in the ice. So when you lift up the covers off the holes, you have the water. And you can drop your lines in and you can fish in the middle of winter and still keep warm because you got a little oil stove in there, and you're all cozy.
But the first thing you have to do is you have to build it.
So, his buddies couldn't come over to help him start, so I did. And I was probably, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11. And it was a disaster. But it was a funny disaster. I mean, the hut turned out okay, but that was after his buddies finally showed up to help him because I could only do so much. But we started out with the frame, and we had the frame on the ground, and it was really cold out, and I just kept complaining about how cold it was. At first he was getting mad, and then he started laughing, and then we made a big laugh out of it. So we actually got the frame done. And first you have to put all the 2x4s together, all the wood to make the frame. So
So I went over to get the first piece. And the first thing I did when I came back was I was carrying this piece of lumber, and I kicked the bucket of nails we had and sent those flying all over the place. So then I had to spend the next 15 minutes kind of getting those together and putting them back in the bucket. And he just sat there having his beer with a big smirk on his face. And he said, well, if you don't get all the nails in the bucket, we can't put this thing together. So I finally got all the nails back in the bucket and I brought them over. And I had to go get another piece of wood. And I did that successfully without any disaster. And then only two more to go until you can make a square. So I went and got the other one. And I brought that over, and that was okay. And then after that, I thought, well, I know what I'm doing now. I'm a pro. So I went over, and I grabbed the last 2x4, and I put it under one arm, because I was so cool. And I was walking along, and there was something on the lawn. It might have been the sprinkler or something. But I tripped on it. And of course, the 2x4 goes flying and it lands on his beer and knocks it over. And at first, he got this look on his face like, and I thought, oh no, I just wiped out his beer, he's gonna kill me. And he looked mad. But he just sat there and he thought about it. And he just kind of did the face palm thing and shook his head and looked up at me and said, how about if I go get the rest of the wood and you go in and get me another beer? So I did. And I successfully got him another beer. And then I held the wood while he started hammering it together. And things actually went pretty well after that. And we got the base done, and then it came time to put the walls up. And I guess he figured, being 9 or 10, that was probably out of my league. So he waited till his buddy showed up. So we actually went in. We made a sandwich, and we ate, and then his buddy showed up. And then I had a really good time because him and his buddies were doing a lot of the heavy lifting. And I was just, you know, can you get us some nails? Can you get us a hammer? Can you grab the hammer? Can you do this? So I thought I was like part of the construction crew and I was doing really well. And they all seemed really happy. And you look wide awake. I guess this story isn't boring enough. If it is it nice and boring? No, I know what you mean. Okay, look. This isn't really working. No, don't be sorry. I know. Your brain's going too fast and you can't sleep. I need a plan B. Yeah, I have to think of something to put you to sleep. No, you are not going to sleep on the couch. Because if you go out on the couch, you're just going to lie there and you're not going to fall asleep and you're going to be like ridiculously tired tomorrow. No, you need to sleep. Okay. I got an idea. I do. Okay, I got an idea. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to turn on your little white noise app that you have. and this guy on. Okay, let's try this. Okay, you got rain, ocean, surf, birds. You like the rain one? Okay. Okay, we'll put that on. Okay, now just close your eyes and listen to that. No cheating. Close your eyes. Don't worry. That's only part of it. Okay. Close your eyes. And I will be right back. Nothing. Don't worry. I'll be right back. Just close your eyes. Keep trying to sleep. Right here, because I brought this. Because usually, if I play really quiet, then that usually puts you to sleep. So see, well, I'm not in bed, but I'm on bed, so I'll do this for a bit, and if it works and you fall asleep, then I'll get into bed, okay?